TCU did it the hard way, won 4 in a row to win that College Station Regional. We'll talk about that. The Brazos Valley Bombers, all that and more coming up in sports.
Sounds like Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor won 4 in a row to win their regional. And how about Stony Brook?
Did they do it?
Yeah, they did it.
I didn't have time to watch.
Stony Brook's going to go play LSU in Baton Rouge.
Can they afford to go back up to New York before they go to Baton Rouge, or they just get on the bus?
We'll see. Yeah.
All right, so let me see. 2 first-round draft picks on the...
Don't pile on. Just don't pile on, right. Okay? That's just tacky.
When was the last time?
1993.
Yeah, okay.
Jeff Granger and Kelly Winch.
I remember them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that team did pretty well.
They played
late into the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it was, since we're talking about this, old Chase Murphy,
yeah.
On Friday, he's going to be calling a game with the 6th overall draft pick playing in it.
Yeah.
Kid from Corpus Christi Carroll. His name escapes me right now, but
he's that important.
He's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you in a minute.
I'm guessing he'll be on the mound.
No. No, I don't think he's a mounder.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
I bet you could find that.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it just came to my mind. And
did it.
Yeah, I had everything but his name.
Yeah.
Hey, but, by golly.
Happens with increasing frequency, doesn't it?
Yeah. More often than you could imagine. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By golly.
Yeah, that's great.
That name just escaped.
I almost remembered all of it.
Yeah, when that happens. All right, so anyway, as Tom feverishly looks for whoever that guy is, a North Carolina man claims that a woman beat him with a prosthetic leg.
Ah.
Sounds like a weapon of opportunity.
It does. Let me go get my leg.
Well, maybe it was just right there. You know, unbuckled it and went to town.
Could be. Investigators say the man, age 29, got into a fight with a woman over groceries.
Hmm.
That's when he says, she took off her leg.
Told you.
And started to beat him.
Just wailing away.
Now, I'm just saying.
I'll learn you.
I'm just saying. That's not something that you whip off instantly, right?
No, I think you have to figure that it has to be secured.
Well, you're right.
Otherwise, it just wobble right off.
Right.
You know?
So, I mean, it's not like, and maybe he's not one to want to run away.
Right.
But I'm just thinking, you know.
Well, he's sitting there thinking, it's a one-legged woman, I can take her.
As she reaches down for the buckle.
Yeah.
Would it not seem that would be a great time to go ahead and maybe move in another direction away from her? All right. Anyway,
do we know why they were arguing over groceries?
No.
Had she spent too much at Piggly Wiggly?
I think they probably don't cohabitate or anything. The woman's dialysis tube was pulled out from her neck during the scuffle.
Good grief!
Wow, this lady is not in a good way.
He's 29. Anyway. Do we know how old she is?
No. She claims the man punched her first.
Huh.
No charges have been filed.
You know, dialysis and a prosthetic
her
limb.
First. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Aside from that, I'd say everything's great at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, that was a fight worth fighting.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good time. And amazingly, it didn't happen in Florida.
Maybe it's the last that buy one, get one corn. Info.
Mason.
Very nice.
Yeah, those BOGO deals will bring them out, so.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I got his name, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
His name?
And it was 13th overall pick, not the 6.
Well, 6, 13, what the heck? Yeah.
He's an outfielder named Courtney Hawkins.
Well, good for him. All right.
Yeah, so Chase will see him on
okay.
Friday.
Yeah.
It's the 5th of June, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Speaking of birthdays, here we go. Country singer Don Reed of the Statler Brothers turned 67 years old.
One of the brothers.
One of the brothers, yeah. Fred Stone of Sly and the Family Stone turned 66 years old today.
Okay.
Yeah, a stoner.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, country singer Gail Davies is 64 years old, and we're at work. Saxophonist Kenny G, Mr. G, is 56 years old today. And Ron Livingston, he was our favorite movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was also in The Band of Brothers. Uh-huh. He was in The Practice.
But he was still in Office Space.
Yeah, he was in Office Space. He was,
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
Yeah. Looks like you've been missing a lot of work.
There we go.
I didn't say I've been missing it.
Yeah. He's typecast in my mind. I mean, I don't care what he does.
He'll always be Peter.
Yeah.
He's 45 years old. Brian McKnight, the singer, is 43 years old today. And actor-singer Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark, right, is 41 years old.
He used to be Marky Mark. Now he prefers just Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, you're right. And he's he's got lots of money, I would imagine, because he directs and produces and all that kind of stuff, doesn't he?
Stays busy.
Yeah, he does. Actor Chad Allen, he was the son on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, is 38 years old today. And from the Gilmore Girls, actress Lisa Whale is 35 years old. And that's all I got on that list. And I guess that's all I got. Oh, Jill Biden, the second lady.
Yeah.
I'm sure she prefers to be called that, the second lady, is 62 years old. Bill Moyers, the TV journalist.
She looks pretty good for 62.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Dr. Jill
Dr.
Biden.
Dr. Jill Biden.
By the way. Yeah.
Bill Moyers, yeah, she's the smartest person in that house.
Uh-huh. Don't you know it by a long shot.
Yeah. Bill Moyers is 78 years old today, and there you go. That's all I got.
Ken Follett.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the author.
Author dude. Married to a member of parliament, lives in England. He would hurt himself, but he doesn't need to because she's doing pretty well, too. So, anyhow. All right, 620.